And that, of course, means it's time for Bill Snyder, champion, WGN Channel 9, weather producer. Welcome back. It's a day early, but not a dollar short.
How John, you know, it's right. A day early or not, it's always great to talk to you. So, you know, it's and also it's never too early to look ahead to the weekend, is it?
No, and you know, I want to tell you something. This hot weather caught me by surprise today.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I'm like, this suddenly appeared out of nowhere.
Right.
I mean, I know it must have been in the forecast.
But it was.
I guess I wasn't paying that much attention. And I go outside with the dog today and I'm, yeah. Whoa!
Yeah. Well, you know, John, that sun, you know, the humidity was actually fairly low.
Yeah.
But the sun is strong this time of the year. You know, we figure it's about 9 times stronger than it is on the winter solstice as it is right now, and we get as we approach the summer solstice here in another 10 days or so. But so you feel it, you notice it, and
yeah.
If you're standing out in it and doing, you know, exerting yourself, it's certainly, you know, you can definitely feel it. And we had our first official 90-degree day of the season at O'Hare Field today. The high was 91 at O'Hare, 92 at Midway. So that's the second 90-degree day of the year at Midway and the first at O'Hare. And what's interesting, John, is that that comes about 2 weeks late compared to a year ago at O'Hare. Our first 90 a year ago was on May the 30th. So we were overdue for a hot day, and here we are. We finally had it today.
So is this? Are we going to maintain this level of temperature?
Well, we are tomorrow. We've got another hot day on the way tomorrow. Probably temperatures in very similar territory as they were today. Now, the only difference between today and tomorrow is tomorrow we're going to add some humidity to the air. So the humidity was actually fairly tame by summer standards here in Chicago and, you know, of course, the Midwest. But tomorrow we're going to add some moisture to the air, and we've got an approaching cold front. And so we're going to have to keep an eye on the possibility of some strong or maybe some severe thunderstorms as we get later in the day towards the rush hour period and through tomorrow evening. We're in a level 2 of 5 risk assessment from the Storm Prediction Center for potential severe thunderstorms. So that means that there's a chance for scattered severe storms. Now, the greatest risks here with any storms that do develop tomorrow would be damaging wind gusts and hail 1 inch in diameter or greater. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. The tornado threat isn't zero, but it's low. It's very low. There's a greater storm risk to our south and west. So we'll have to, you know, monitor the situation. And, you know, as we get warm up through the morning and early afternoon and the atmosphere becomes more more energetic, we'll be keeping a close eye on the radar for that.
I know that we've had our fair share of rain, but
yeah.
Florida's had some torrential downpours.
Have they ever, John? It's. I mean, what's going on down there right now is just it's eye catching. And I was looking at some of the totals. Well, first of all, yesterday they had what they're calling a, you know, it. Let's face it, we don't call it that anymore, just because these heavy rain events occur with much greater frequency than they did years ago. But it's being dubbed as like a 1-in-1,000-year rain event in Sarasota. They had nearly 4 inches of rain in 1 hour.
Whoa.
And their total in the last couple of days in Sarasota has been around 1 foot. Now, that's one area that's been hit hard. But as you go farther south in southern Florida, these rainfall mountains are just – they're stunning, John. Oasis, Florida has had 17.11 inches of rain in the last 36 hours. Biscayne Park, nearly 14 inches. Hollywood is about 10 inches. Fort Lauderdale has had over 1 foot. I was reading a statement from the National Weather Service down in Miami, and they're saying that portions of southeastern Broward County, northeastern Miami-Dade County, including Hallandale, Hollywood, they continue to see life-threatening flooding right now with road closures and significant impacts to homes and businesses. So it's just it's really a serious situation going on down there. There's a tropical disturbance. It's not a tropical storm or, you know, dubbed a tropical storm yet, but it's a tropical disturbance. So it has an abundance of Gulf and tropical Atlantic moisture feeding into it. And these bursts of rain and storms are moving very slowly, John. So when you get storms that kind of train over one area, they can produce bucket loads of rainfall in a rather short period of time. And that's what's going on down in Florida. And these are some areas that were in just severe drought within the last week or two ago. So it's amazing how fast things can change.
You call it a tropical disturbance.
Yes.
Is that like the low end of
that would be right before you would a system would be considered. It starts out where they name it as a tropical depression, and then it goes from a tropical depression to a tropical storm. So at any rate, this is just a tropical disturbance, but my goodness, they with that warm bathwater ocean that they have down there right now, anytime you feed in a tropical feed of moisture into that area, you can get some really, really torrential rainfall amounts. And that's what we've seen here in the last, 24 to 36 hours. So it's really a life-threatening situation going on.
That's really too bad.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, we sit up here pretty nice, even though we're facing the prospect of some storms tomorrow. We certainly aren't going to see anything close to what our friends down in Florida are seeing right now.
You know, a little bit later in the show, we got some people coming in from the 24th annual Rib Fest Chicago in the North Center neighborhood that's over this weekend. Are they going to be able to pull that off?
Yeah. You know what, John? I actually have some good news for you. Okay. So, it seems like the last couple of weeks I've been having to tell you that you're going to be dodging rain and part of your weekend. But I would say that by and large, you got the go-ahead here for a pretty darn nice weekend. Now, what will happen here after we get the storms tomorrow as an approaching cold front moves towards us? We have a little bubble of Canadian high pressure. They'll bring in a delightful breed of air here on Friday and Saturday. So we'll have temperatures in the low 80s inland, and then as you go near the lake, there'll be a light breeze coming in off the lake, so temperatures will be in the low 70s, very comfortable, no precipitation expected. And then as we move towards Father's Day into next week, John, that's an interesting period we're going to be watching, because it looks like we're headed for what I'm calling our first genuine heat wave of the season. You know, what's considered a heat wave is when you have three or more consecutive days of 90 degree temperatures. So I think that starting on Father's Day, we've got a succession of days going into next week where we're going to be dealing with some pretty good heat here that for the first time this season. And as a matter of fact, John, I checked, if we record five consecutive days of 90 degrees or higher, which certainly looks plausible based on the model guidance right now, there have only been four Junes since 1970 that have had a string of five or more consecutive 90-degree days. So this could be a fairly respectable heat wave that we'll be talking about next week.
So could you give us sort of a just a wrap-up forecast of, tonight, tomorrow,
that kind of thing. So tonight, warm, lovely. The humidity is still very, very comfortable out there. Some clouds will move in overnight. Maybe an isolated shower toward morning, but most areas will be dry. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, humid, increasing chance for scattered storms later in the day, and, especially into the late afternoon and early evening period. And then storms will exit the area tomorrow night, making way for a beautiful Friday. Temperatures around 80 or low 80s inland and low 70s near the lake. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Temperatures again in the low to mid 80s as you get away from the lake. Near Lake Michigan, temperatures should be restrained due to a little breeze off the water there. Temperatures in the low 70s. And then on Father's Day, we start to crank up the heat. So on Father's Day, we're looking at temperatures warming into the low 90s for most of us. And then that trend will continue as we head into next week. There's a day-to-day chance when you bring in that type of heat and humidity, you could pop an isolated thunderstorm in this environment. But many hours will be dry, very warm, and summer-like. So we're segueing into a very, very hot pattern.
All right, Bill. Great to hear from you. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it, John. You take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bill Snyder, WGN-TV weather producer. Wow, Father's Day. Heat wave in the 90s. Maybe you should get Dad some water. Well, I mean, come on. It's important to hydrate, right? Especially in weather like this. I mean, it's important to hydrate all the time, but man, I was out today and it was hot in a hurry, and I'm driving on the expressway. Now, I know when you're driving on expressway in a car, it's not exactly an exact representation of what the temperature is, but it's like, whoa, it says 99 degrees. What do you know about that?